Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So she came, she went from Alabama when she was just 19 to join ISIS. Hoda Muthanna left 4 years ago. While in Syria, she called for Americans to be attacked. She spread ISIS propaganda online. Now, she's about one of 1,500 women and children, the spouses and children of ISIS militants, that are being held in a Kurdish-run detention camp in northern Syria. She has a baby. He's 18 months old. The father of the child is not alive, and apparently she had two other husbands, both dead, ISIS militants. She claims she's not allowed to leave the camp and has armed guards protecting her from ISIS sympathizers. But she just wants to come home. She said she made a mistake in moving to Syria and wants to return to the U.S. to face justice and pay any debts she has to society. She also says she would speak out against ISIS and help de-radicalize other Americans. Do we let her come home? And by the way, she can't just leave. She claims that the U.S. has to ask for her release. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency referred questions about her to the State Department. The State Department has not responded to any queries about if they will ask for her release or have asked for her release in the past. But she says she can't leave until she is requested by the U.S. to come home. Hmm. So, I mean, do we ask for her to come back? Do we, make her obviously pay for these crimes, or do we not want her back? Yes, you may have been born an American citizen, but you left to go fight for ISIS, so we done.
Well, a lot of people think that constitutes treason, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people who might consider themselves forgiving would look at this, not knowing whether or not there is true remorse. I know she said that when she was young, she was naive, angry, and arrogant. And then she's quoted as saying, during my years in Syria, I would see and experience a way of life and the terrible effects of war, which changed me.
You think?
Well, she saw friends dying in front of her. She witnessed beheadings. She was part of the ISIS propaganda machine.
It's ISIS. You kind of know what you're getting into online. They, like, show you beheadings. It's like, hey, come on, join the group. It's great. And so, she chose it.
According to New America, a Washington, D.C.-based foreign policy research institute, six American militants, six U.S. citizens who went to Syria to fight or train have come back to the U.S. All six have been taken into custody.
Here's what I think about this.
I'm wondering why we should invite her back. I mean, I really have trouble with this when it comes to forgiveness.
Right.
Christ said, forgive, turn the other cheek. You know, people deserve a second chance. If there's true remorse.
I think she was a U.S. citizen at one time. I don't know that she's renounced her citizenship. But if we bring her back, we put her on, trial for crimes, war crimes. Whatever the American statutes say about somebody defecting to another country and serving on behalf of that other country for the downfall of the United States, she needs to pay the price. And that might be the rest of her life in prison.
Yeah.
And I do not feel bad one bit if that were the case. What she does have now is an 18-month-old son who might be being radicalized. God knows what's going on in this camp.
18 months?
He's 18 months, this little boy. I think as Americans, this is just my opinion, and you're welcome to yours at 651-989-9226. That's what we're talking about. What do we do? What do we do with these people? I say we take her back. I'm a big believer in forgiveness. We take her back, but she has to pay whatever the price is. You have to go through due process. You have to go through the judicial system. And if that means you're in jail for life, fine. But the question becomes that little boy. We don't need any more ISIS sympathizers out there. He was born to an American citizen. We need to bring him back.
He did nothing wrong.
And then her family or the foster care system or somebody who is going to adopt him needs to adopt him and raise him properly, not in a refugee camp and not under the guise of my dad was an ISIS fighter, so I want to avenge his death when I'm older.
How do we know whether or not she still constitutes a threat?
We don't.
To U.S. citizens?
We don't.
I mean,
that's why.
How can
she
we see what's
pay?
Really in her heart, what she really believes? So I'm not sure we should take her back under any pretext.
And maybe there's monitoring. If she's not in prison for the rest of her life, then maybe we monitor everything. She loses rights that regular citizens have because regular citizens don't run off and are treasonous and join freaking ISIS.
She's one of 1,500 foreign women and children, the spouses and children of ISIS militants that are now being held in Kurdish-run detention camps in northern Syria. So she's the first of theoretically many who may want to come back.
Bruce is in Ramsey. What do you think, Bruce?
Absolutely not. The cost for treason in this country is penalty of death. If she wants to stay alive, she needs to stay over there. How do we know she's not a sleeper going to come back here and cause problems in the United States? And I don't mean to be a nervous ninny.
We don't.
That's reality. Keep her out. She does not deserve the rights to come back to the United States, period. And, by the way, live on yours and my dime.
I hear you, Bruce. Good call. Good call.
I agree with Bruce. If you're not a little bit paranoid, you're not paying attention.
Say it loud and proud, Bruce. Khalid is in Anoka. Hey, Khalid, jump in here.
Yes. Hi. First of all, I'm a Muslim, and I just came to America 5 years ago.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. And if it's up to me, I will not never let this lady or whoever camping back to the United States. Because in my own philosophy or in my own theory, I believe those people, they take advantage of the freedom in America, and they just do whatever they want. They went outside with ISIS to kill other people, our people in the Middle East. And if the American army go to fight for us overseas, they will fight American army. So how come I can trust her if she gets back to the United States, she will be safe? As the gentleman who spoke before me, I 100% agree with him. We need to clean America from this kind of people. It's not a ticket. It's not a felony with IRS. It's not any mistake happening here in the United States. It's a huge matter. She's went outside to fight, to kill innocent people in the name of Islam. First of all, she doesn't represent Islam 100%, and she does not deserve to represent the United States.
Khalid, she does not deserve a second chance.
Absolutely no, sir. That's my own opinion. I know there is a lot of people that probably they will disagree with me, but to be honest with you, this is the land of freedom. That's my opinion. And she does not deserve any second chance. How can you trust her? If she comes, she will raise her kids. She will talk to the community. She will post on social media anything against United States or against the humanity and like in general.
Khalid, thanks for the call and welcome, Khalid. We hope you are very successful here in the United States.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in,
thanks
Khalid.
For listening. See, he just got here. He's listening to WCCO radio. That's a smart move.
But his point that ISIS and a lot of radical groups use our freedoms against
That's
us,
right.
use our freedoms as weapons. And so
I just worry about the rise of the next terrorist regime. You know, this is a bride of ISIS. He's a child of ISIS. That 18-month-old is going to grow up and he could turn into the next Osama bin Laden. I feel like we have to de-radicalize at least the young ones. Throw her in jail. Fine. She can stay in jail for the rest of her life and be highly monitored.
But you and I are supporting her in jail.
I guess I'm just worried about the kid. I'm worried about the kid. I'm worried about him. The U.S. didn't let my mommy back in and didn't let me back in and left us to rot in a Kurdish camp. And that kind of anger and resentment breeds hostility and hate and revenge. And if it's incumbent upon us to take care of the kids and not let this kind of thing grow. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's get Neil. Neil in St. Paul. Jump in, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah, I think everybody can change, and you can find your forgiveness when the time comes, maybe when you stand before your creator. But I think she kind of forfeited her rights to come back into this country. I mean, she chose to go over and fight against freedom against democracy, against our American way, and she chose that. It wasn't somebody took her. She chose that, and now it's a mistake because, yeah, she's a prisoner, and she'd probably have a heck of a time in those prisons. I can't imagine how horrible it is. You know, she probably wants to come back and have three square meals and have a comfortable prison
right.
in this country. They can do whatever they want to those prisoners over there. And, you know, she can find her forgiveness maybe when the time comes of judgment, but you couldn't trust her because it's just way, way too far left to go join ISIS. That's just way too far.
All right. I hear you.
Actions have consequences.
Yep. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Yep.
I really empathize. I really do. And Khalid's call may have changed my viewpoint. He was very passionate about it and probably knows more than I do about the situation.
Muslims calling out other Muslims, mm-hmm. right?
And he
saying,
says
this is wrong.
But this woman who's breeding hate does not represent Islam. And I appreciate him saying that
right.
as well. They have perverted it to use it for
They've
their terrorist
it.
Ways.
Sure.
That's right. So very enlightening. Okay. Well, thanks. Nobody agreed with me, but that's okay. I might have changed my position on this.
So would you rather talk about this or the weather?
Well, see, that's like, which evil do we want to discuss?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.